The City of Toronto is asking the public for input into the development of a proposed bylaw that could limit protests and demonstrations around certain types of institutions. The bylaw could potentially lead to the creation of what have called bubble zones, where protests would be restricted or banned. Starting Monday, Torontonians can take an online survey or submit their thoughts in writing, which must be submitted by May 1 at 11:59 p.m. Public input will help shape key aspects and implementation considerations of the proposed bylaw that will be presented to City Council in May, the city said in a news release. In December, City Council voted to direct staff, in consultation with relevant city divisions and Toronto Police, to draft a bylaw that would address impacts of demonstrations that target people based on their identity as prohibited under the Ontario Human Rights Code. The bylaw would have an emphasis on protecting vulnerable institutions such as places of worship, faith-based schools, and cultural institutions. The bylaw would apply to the public areas owned by the city near and connected to these institutions, such as streets and sidewalks, and is to be informed by public consultations and constitutional legal expert opinion. A demonstration is defined by the city as a public gathering where people assemble around a common purpose as a form of peaceful assembly and expression. Permits are not issued by the city for demonstrations, which can include protests, rallies, and vigils. The survey, which is now live, includes questions such as, if Toronto adopted a bylaw that prohibited certain activities within specific distances around vulnerable institutions, what distance do you think would be most appropriate? Count. James Pasternak, who raised the motion, has argued for bubble zones, which he has claimed keep protests a safe distance from vulnerable institutions, such as places of worship. Some municipalities have already put these zones into place, such as Vaughan, which in June passed a bylaw restricting protests within 100 meters of the property line of a place of worship, school, child care center, hospital, or seniors facility. In December, Toronto Today used Vaughan's bylaw as a template to visualize what a 100-meter bubble zone would look like in Toronto. As it turned out, the zones would largely cover the downtown core and also major streets across the city, if lines are drawn around all applicable schools and facilities. Written comments can be sent to engagement@toronto.ca.